IP1 would create a process in which Nevada residents will automatically be registered to vote or have their information updated whenever they go to the DMV. If voters do not wish to participate in the process, they themselves will have to opt out. The bill was passed along party lines 12-9 with Republicans in opposition. Many, like Senator Ben Kieckhefer of Reno, say the initiative would make the voting process less secure by placing ineligible voters onto the rolls.
As we sit here today, there are, in fact, 21,676 driver's licenses and ID cards held by people in the state of Nevada who are not legally eligible to vote. This initiative will, when that person goes to renew their license or change their address, register that person to vote despite the fact that they are ineligible legally.
But Democrats like Senator Kelvin Atkinson of North Las Vegas argue that automatic voter registration may improve voter integrity while at the same time increase voter rolls.
When you do sign up for your ID, et cetera, you do have to submit certain documents to prove that you are you. Having to show your birth certificate and your Social Security card or whatever you have to show within the DMV, I think it legitimizes the process a little bit more than what we have in place today.
Since the Assembly has already passed the voter initiative, it will now be sent to the governor's office for his approval. If he chooses not to sign the bill into law, the measure will be placed on the general election ballot in 2018. In Carson City, I'm Paul Boger, Reno Public Radio News.